Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. Friends, can I be real with you? I mean, you know, when people say, can I be real, sometimes I think they aren't really being real. But trust me, today, I'm going to be real with you. I have issues. I will repeat that. I have issues. But I have news for you. So do you. Okay, take a minute and just let that sink in. I have issues. You have issues. The truth is, everyone has issues. The key is that your issues don't have you. Issues are those things that make us want to react emotionally, immediately to something that happens. They are usually not really important things or life-threatening things, but they are an issue for you, and because they're an issue for you, they're an issue for everybody that knows you and loves you. Most issues are born or embedded in us because of some previous hurt, rejection, betrayal, failure, or something that's happened in our life that has caused that to be a deep-rooted bruise. A few years ago, I fell at my place of employment. And I mean to tell you, I went flying through the air and fell on my knee. And everybody in the building thought I was for sure going to have a broken knee. But praise God, I didn't. But I'm telling you, that bruise on my knee was deep. And it actually hurt for like a year and a half. You couldn't see anything. But every time I went even close to touching something with that knee, my knee had an issue because it was bruised deep and it was concerned that it was going to get touched. Somehow we feel that our issues are bigger or worse than others, but that is really not true. The truth is, and I learned this through walking with the servant of God, we all have issues. Even the most anointed and called of God has issues. And although God knows we have issues, He still expects us to not let those issues have us. Having us is when an issue rises up in us and makes us unable or unavailable to do what we're called to do. All my adult life, I had an issue that I called rejection anticipation. That was one of my issues. Some of you may know what I mean. Others, you may not understand. I anticipated and responded to a possible rejection, like it had already happened. I had an issue with rejection because I had experienced rejection often and deep. But that issue had me because it brought to me the anticipation of that rejection. Ouch! That really hurt. When we permit an issue to have us, it brings in with it its friends of judgment, criticism, fear, just to name a few. So when I would walk in a room and someone was laughing, that issue would arise and immediately assume, which was usually wrong, that they were making fun of me or talking about me. And I immediately judged them guilty and looked for a reason to judge them back. And then I would leave the room or that situation with fear. Now think about that. I walked into a room. Nobody said anything to me. Nobody touched me. Nobody even looked at me. And my issue that had me of that rejection anticipation built a whole scenario that never really even was taking place. Friends, it was horrible. And it happened without notice or my approval, because I had accepted that issue as part of what? Who I was. Something we need to be very careful about. What do we accept as part of who I am, almost like a badge. Well, that's just the way I am. Issues are like that. They'll make you believe that's how you really are. Then one day, the servant of God, Apostle Akins, was teaching about knowing whose you are. When she began to talk about it, it was like the words became huge in the room. It's like the whole room was full of that revelatory understanding of knowing whose you are. They were loud in my spirit, and it was like the teaching of whose I was became a big spiritual eraser within my soul and emotions. And it made me think back to when I was a child and a group of us were in an apple orchard. And this was happening as the teaching was going on. And a bunch of older boys started throwing apples at us for no reason. Just then the police came around the corner and we all stood still like statues. He looked at the group and said to the boys that were throwing the apples, "You might want to rethink throwing those apples, because three of those kids are Swagger kids, and you don't want to mess with their dad." Now, Swagger was my maiden name, and the police knew my dad, and they knew we were his. And they wanted to let these boys know right up front, you better really think about throwing apples at these kids because you don't want to mess with him. At that point of awareness, those boys ran and fast. They didn't throw another apple. Apostle Akins said, when you are his and you know you're his, that issue can't have you. So why are you living beneath your privilege in believing what Satan brings to you? Now, she was telling everybody that day. But have you ever been in a teaching or a situation where there's a room full of people, but God is just speaking to you? You feel like, and it's not something you feel bad about. It's like that whole room became part of a mirror in the background, and God was speaking to me through his servant. It was that day that I chose to terminate my previous arrangement with rejection anticipation and began to rebuild in me who I was and whose I was. It was not an immediate change, but it was progressive over time. Less and less did I entertain the words spoken to me by the accuser. Today, I still have the issue, but it doesn't have me. Therefore, I have the power to choose what I will believe, act, or react upon. When the issue had me, it stole my power of choice. Being powerless, my beloved, is a very dark place. There's nothing worse than being in a situation where you truly believe you have no power to choose. And that's how I felt. That's why I said it's how I was. But that was a lie from the enemy. Choose today to research who you are and whose you are so that you can declare the word of God over you. And part of the word of God you want to look at is Galatians 3, 26 to 29. And make it personal to yourself. I like to do that with the Amplified Version. For you, Jane, who are born again, have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, a child of God, set apart for his purpose, and for rights and privileges through your faith in Jesus Christ. That gets me excited. That says, yeah, I want to be that. I want to believe that because it's true. You can be that. You can be that child of God set apart for his purposes with full right and privilege to walk in the faith of Jesus Christ. That's what I learned that day when the servant of God taught about who I was. And I just encourage you, my friends, to grow in the knowledge of whose you are. You will always have issues because we're flesh and blood living on this earth. But remember, you'll have issues, but they don't have to have you. You'll have issues, but you're a child of God. You'll have issues, but you'll be able to walk in victory knowing that you're his, he will defend you, and that he will let you know There never has to be a time when you have no power to choose. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.